The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be sharing this report for you this evening, titled, If the Shoe Fits. Now, we've all heard that timeless cliche many times in our life, but before I begin, I have one announcement. A dear friend of mine, of whom I have known since birth, well, she escaped her teens today and turned 20. Macy, your teens are gone, and life will likely now get even more interesting, if it hasn't already. A very happy 20th to the iconic Macy McKenzie. May there be many more, girl. So, anyway, that's it. Thank you for that, folks. Back to the cliché. Now, for those who may be wondering, a cliché is an opinion that betrays a lack of original thought. And there are many clichés that really could be used in today's report, such as, all that glitters isn't gold, or, cat got your tongue, or, read between the lines, or, now this one could be really pertinent with this report's content, don't get your knickers in a twist. But the main focus in the beginning will be, if the shoe fits. So with that, let's get started. Folks, my father taught me at an early age, and he reminded me of it through my childhood. He said, whatever you do in life, make sure you do it well, and always try to be the best at what you do. Now, my father didn't care what I pursued, as long as I was happy with my choice and tried to excel in it. He didn't care whether I'd be a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief or a ditch digger or a factory worker or a janitor, which I was, by the way, in my teens, or even a cab driver, as long as I tried my best to do it well. He also bemoaned people who would attempt to be, well, haughty or disdainful. People that would try to take credit for another's past success or reputation. People who would accredit themselves of the accomplishment of others when they really had little or nothing to do with it. You know people like that, I'm sure. People that would say things like, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have this job, or I went to bat for you and it's because of me that you where you are today. People that would express a condescending or a holier-than-thou attitude when referring to another's profession. With statements like, oh, he's just a janitor, or, oh, he's just a cab driver. I can think of a few through the many years of my existence that I've encountered with such an attitude. And in my life experience, I've learned that people who possess such characteristics are usually lacking in their own self-esteem. Oh, and by the way, I've met a couple of cab drivers over the years that seem to be very smart people. There are people like that in all walks of life, folks, and assertions like the above are usually made by people to give themselves a sense of importance that they, for whatever reason in their life, are lacking. Now, the world is filled with people such as this, and sadly, Many are found in positions of power or positions where they think they have power, whether in business, academia, government, or media. And people of this mindset in the private sector are, in my opinion, no better than the people currently in power trying to oppress us. The same tactics, the same arrogance, and the same underlying personal issues. And when those characteristics are left unchecked and allowed to manifest unchallenged by these types of people, well, slowly, over time, eventually, we find ourselves awakening in a society that we no longer recognize and asking ourselves, what on earth happened? And sadly, this is where we find ourselves today. Now, on a side note, I am currently on page 20 of the book titled At the Breaking Point of History by Janet Phelan. And I have to say, I've learned a lot, and I've learned a lot that I didn't know, and I'm finding it a fascinating read. The title also blends with what we are currently seeing unfold in our current generation, folks. I'll have to have her on to explore this. But back to what I was talking about. George Orwell wrote a dystopian social science fiction novel. It was a cautionary tale. It was published June 8, 1949, called 1984. It turned out to be a pretty accurate prediction. The primary theme of the book was to warn readers of the dangers of totalitarianism. And the central focus of the book was to convey the extreme level of control and power possible under a truly totalitarian regime. It explores how such a governmental system would impact society and the people who live in it. Now, the primary character in the book is Winston, who, after falling in love with a woman named Julia, is coerced by his government, tortured as well, and although surviving until the end, is finally manipulated into conformity through government persuasion, conversion, newspeak, torture, as well as what former Vice President Dick Cheney has in the past politely called going to the dark side. Now, Cheney's doublespeak was government newspeak, or doublespeak for torture. The psychological conversion of Winston was overseen and carried out by a government agency called, wait for it, folks, the Ministry of Truth. Now, I want you to hold that thought. In the book, the term was referred to as newspeak, but that term is also synonymous with doublespeak. Either term is defined as a controlled language of simplified grammar and restricted vocabulary designed to limit the individual's ability to think and articulate subversive concepts such as, well, personal identity, self-expression, and free will. In short, lies, told often enough that they are eventually accepted as truths, a tactic implemented with success by Joseph Goebbels, the Minister of Propaganda in Hitler's Third Reich. And doublespeak has been used by governments throughout history to manipulate the masses into conformity in a various manner. In modern times, however, it has become much easier to manipulate the masses as in the 20th century through the present after the invention of television news and the later purchase of these news platforms by corporations in lockstep with the government's agenda. Now, here is a great example of how disgustingly dishonest the media actually is, and how they use doublespeak to anesthetize the masses into accepting massive brutality and imprisonment. Go ahead, Mike, play clip one.
I think a lot of people are finally starting to realize just how dishonest the media are when they talk about what's happening in Palestine as clashes. If these were videos from Ukraine, if they showed Russian soldiers abusing Ukrainians, it would be front page news. You would have no problem looking at that and calling that violence. But because it's happening to Palestinians, oh, now it's a clash. Oh, it's both sides. Look, man, when you have gangs of uniformed thugs draped in riot gear bursting into a mosque and shooting people with tear gas while they're praying, that's not a clash. That's literally the definition of brutality. And this idea that if Palestinians dare to throw a rock in self-defense at somebody that's tear-gassing them, that they're somehow equally to blame. I mean, what is this colonial slave mentality? Like, how dare you defend yourself? Accept your oppression, you Arab terrorist. Man, I don't understand people who can sit there and watch an entire people being humiliated, subjugated, and ruthlessly oppressed every day by an occupying military force, and then attribute equal blame to unarmed Palestinian civilians. I mean, how morally bankrupt do you have to be to utter such a thing? Huh? To say that Palestinians living under Israeli occupation are just as guilty as the people colonizing them. And then they sell you this idea, this fairy tale that Israel's a democracy, while they're openly beating journalists, beating medics, beating worshippers, beating women. Where are all the Western feminists? You want to talk about women's rights, but when Palestinian women are being beaten in the street, suddenly you have nothing to say? Look at this Israeli thug swiping his baton on this poor Palestinian woman, breaking her arm for no reason. Where are the champions of women's rights? Where is the outrage in the West? I guess it's her fault for not being born Ukrainian. Maybe if she was Ukrainian instead of Palestinian and Muslim, then people would care. Do you know how insulting that is to go into a holy place while people are praying during Ramadan, beat them up, handcuff them, and just throw them around like sacks of meat? I'm not even Muslim, and I am insulted. I'm offended. And I shudder to think what would happen if Palestinians went into a synagogue and started firing tear gas at people while they're praying. The reaction around the world would be nuclear, and rightfully so. So where's the outrage here? Why the double standard? How can the media see images of this, of Palestinians being handcuffed and thrown around in a place of worship, and all they do is make excuses for Israel? You know, that building, the Aqsa Mosque, has been there for over 1,000 years. Look how they smashed the windows and the doors like it's some used car. And this is the second year in a row that the Israelis have done this. And the last time, a war broke out. You know, Palestinians are living 2-3 generations as refugees on their own land. They have no state, they have no equal rights, no armed forces. And meanwhile, the Israelis have nuclear weapons, an air force, billions of dollars being bankrolled by the Americans, and they have the complete political backing of the Western media. And you call that a level playing field? There is nothing about this that is even remotely comparable. Anybody calling this a clash or going, oh, it's complicated, is either clueless or being dishonest. And the media, they always have these colorful, creative ways to avoid saying that Israel is occupying Palestine. Oh, it's both sides being violent. Oh, there are tensions because it's Easter and Passover and Ramadan coinciding. No, 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 no. Get one thing straight. There are no tensions between Muslims and Christians and Jews. There are only tensions between colonizers and the colonized. Get that straight.
Only tensions between the colonized and the colonizers, folks. Yes, this in regard to the Israel-Palestine oppression, the Palestinian oppression. Doublespeak. Clashes, or it's complicated, or,
well, it's both sides being violent, or, well, there are tensions because it's Easter or Passover, or,
as opposed to outright brutal one-sided violence, over-the-top bullying and brutality, breaking into a place of worship. Can you imagine this, folks? Assaulting them with tear gas, beating worshipers, beating them senseless with batons, beating journalists, beating medics, brutalizing women and breaking their limbs. And yes, exactly where are all the Western feminists shouting about women's rights? What do we both hear and see here in the West that might address this total barbarianism? We see nothing. We hear crickets. Doublespeak has worked. Western society has been both castrated and psychologically sedated to be submissive and accept the lie, the doublespeak, the evil. All this is happening right now, folks. Right there in Palestine, and you never hear a word of objection from the propagandized, anesthetized masses other than what they hear parroted from a rotten and corrupt complicit media.
Oh, it's a clash.
Western society, with the exception of a few, yourselves included, excuse me, are beyond asleep, folks. They are completely drugged with a psychological intravenous poison dripping out of the mainstream news on a daily and hourly basis. Too incoherent at this point to even discern what's being forcibly injected into both their minds and their bodies. More on that later. On the other hand, from a completely different posturing. We have the same corrupt, complicit, collusive media vomiting forth falsehoods regarding the Ukraine-Russian incursion. And I have cited many examples in the past, but I will now share the most recent lie exposed by these demonic buffoons calling themselves reporters. Remember the Ghost of Kiev story, folks, early on in the conflict about what mainstream media described as a practically superhuman man with abilities in shooting down Russian aircraft? Well, the Ukrainian military this past Saturday now has admitted that the Ghost of Kiev was a made-up hoax. Right as dozens of controlled media outlets were running articles identifying the legendary pilot as Major Stepan Tarabalka and reporting that he had died heroically after downing some 40 Russian fighter jets. I called this out early on, folks. I'm a pilot, okay? I knew better than this. I knew it was a lie. But the viral tale of the so-called Ghost of Kiev, a lone Ukrainian ace fighter pilot credited with at least 6 kills in the skies, with some claims putting the number up to 40. Well, it has been officially denounced by the Ukrainian military after the pilot who died in March was identified as the ghost by multiple media outlets, including the Times of London. The Ghost of Kiev is alive and embodies a collective image of the highly qualified pilots of the Tactical Aviation Brigade successfully defending Kiev and the surrounding region. Yuri Ignat, a Ukrainian Air Force spokesman, told the London Times after the paper, citing Ukrainian sources, identified the pilot as Major Stepan Tarabalka and reported he had been shot down on March 13th while fighting overwhelming enemy forces. Well, unfortunately, folks, the Ukrainian military has now denied those claims. Yes, Orwell's Ministry of Truth, an agency existing within a complete totalitarian government, tasks with the re-education of any citizen that disagrees with their narrative, or, as Hillary Clinton would phrase it, fun camps. A fiction, right? A novel, right? Oh, it could never happen in this country, right? How many times in your life have you encountered some completely media-propagandized, mind-numbed, anesthetized friend, neighbor, co-worker, or family member that parroted forth those lines? It could never happen in this country. Well, folks, it is happening, and it has been happening right under our noses of any that have not been paying attention, yourselves excluded. We all watched throughout the Trump administration a narrative built on lies, on a phony dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton, composed by a former British intelligence agent, Christopher Steele, in the Steele dossier, and paid for by the DNC and Hillary Clinton herself in their attempts to unseat a sitting president, hiring a special prosecutor, a fixer, like Mueller, or like Comey, I'm sorry, Robert Mueller, spending untold millions of taxpayer dollars in a sham investigation, all of which was exposed later as a lie. Now, I want you to keep this all in mind, folks, okay, because it's still affecting us. To the point where Michael Sussman, a former federal prosecutor and former partner in the law firm of Perkins Coie, was charged in the Durham probe regarding the Trump's affiliation with Russia. And let us not forget, reported out of Politico as recent as March 30th of 2022, and I'm going to share this quote with you, folks, the Federal Election Commission has agreed to fine of over $100,000 against the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign over an investigation into alleged misreporting of spending related to the now infamous Steele dossier. But hey, folks, that doesn't matter. None of this matters as the sheeple are sedated. They're anesthetized to the point where they cannot cognitively connect a dot, any dot that might point to their government's lack of transparency or benevolence. Now, why do I say this? Because just as physically, in a COVID diagnosis, the hospital protocols anesthetize a patient with sedatives and inject them with a known poison, i.e. remdesivir, until their kidneys fail, their lungs fill up with fluid, and they are put on ventilators and pronounced after their demise as a victim of COVID. I hear the music. I'll continue with this rant when I get back. Stick around, more to come. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Report, Michael Herzog. You're a host. That's okay, Mike. No worries. It's cool. Yes, people just love dirty laundry, even if it's a lie, folks, because just as physically the sheeple in a COVID diagnosis, you know, they're injected with remdesivir until their kidneys fail, their lungs fill up with fluid, they get on ventilators and are pronounced dead after their demise, a victim of COVID. And mentally, they are sedated by mainstream doublespeak, the lies, and given to have them believe the new Ministry of Truth, announced by our phony, unelected, cognitively impaired pseudo-commander-in-chief, will, well, protect them from so-called mis- or disinformation being thrown as a proverbial life jacket to the drowning sheeple on alternative platforms such as RBN and others. And the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro, I can lie with the best of Mayorkas, wants us to believe that the implication of this draconian Ministry of Truth is only to curtail Russian disinformation as well as, well, misleading propaganda regarding the immigration issue and has nothing to do with the people's privacy or policing their First Amendment rights. I see. Tell that lie to Jose Padilla or Susan Lindauer, who were the first and second, respectively, who were Americans arrested under the Patriot Act after we were all told that it had nothing to do with American citizens. I see. The irony in this is that the same individual appointed to head up this new Ministry of Truth agency, one Nina Jankowicz, to police and protect the sheeple, is the same lady who dubbed Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinformation. Now, here are a few excerpts out of The Hill regarding her exact words, folks, referring to the laptop. And I quote,
"We should view it as a Trump campaign product," Jankowicz said of the story at the time, "and not to mention that the emails don't need to be altered to be part of an influence campaign. Voters deserve that context, not a fairy tale about a laptop repair shop," end quote.
You know, the new and modern Ministry of Truth, being headed up by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the guy whose agency is launching a disinformation governance board, also, without evidence, accused his own Border Patrol agents of whipping migrants, saying that it painfully conjured up the worst elements of our nation's ongoing battle against systematic racism. Jankowicz will be reporting to this biased liar on her perceptions of what is and what isn't dis or misinformation. Does that give you a warm, fuzzy feeling, folks? I mean, you get the point, right? Mayorkas and Jankowicz are two of the last people who should be leading any Ministry of Truth, and the U.S. government shouldn't even have considered creating something like this to be run by partisans with political agendas. And Mayorkas has the audacity to pour the poisoned psychological Kool-Aid on the uninformed public by this claim. Go ahead and play clip two, Mike.
Republicans are criticizing your decision, the administration's decision, to choose Nina Jankowicz to lead this disinformation board. They say she is not somebody who is neutral. Your response?
Eminently qualified, a renowned expert in the field of disinformation. Absolutely so.
A renowned expert and totally neutral, folks. This carnival clown has the temerity to get on Face the Nation and insult the intelligence of anyone paying attention that Nina Jankowicz is neutral? Well, I guess they are trying to fool the same people that bought the James Comey lie regarding Hillary doing nothing that the DOJ could find prosecutable in her basement servers, right? Another dead giveaway in this monstrous decision to form a new governmental agency, the Ministry of Truth, coincidentally is announced just after Elon Musk purchases Twitter and announces that he is going to, well, loosen up content rules in the name of free speech. Oh, folks, can you hear it now behind closed doors of those unelected appointed goblins? Oh, my God, we can't have that. Oh, esteemed members of the Beelzebub Club, we can't actually have a public platform that allows open forum, diverse opinion, and creative ideas. We can't have any free thinkers that might actually question our demonic narratives. We can't allow Elon Musk to actually give any free thinkers previously banned from the platform an actual voice. I'll tell you who some of those people are when I get back. Stick around, much more to come. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. See you in a bit, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
They railed against the crown. The ragtag band declaring independence, laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, free today. Thanks to the renegades.
Yeah, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report, thanks to the renegades, okay? How many of us are there out there? If it wasn't for the renegades, nothing would change, folks. Yes, they can't have that. Oh, the esteemed members of the Beelzebub Club. They don't want anybody that actually comes on and tells the truth. They might wake somebody up. I mean, people like Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, Milo Yiannopoulos, Lynn Wood, Donald Trump, Michael Flynn, Sidney Powell, James O'Keefe, Mike Lindell, all these people have been bad. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a sitting congresswoman, and many others. I've just named a few in a very long list, folks. Credible, successful, intelligent people, all possessing a critical mind with a voice of reason. Oh, no. Oh, no. They can't have that. Folks, can you just imagine the stench of overwhelming flatulence that must have permeated through their respective boardrooms when they heard the Twitter deal was consummated. Now, I'm sure, at that point, for those still wearing them, that even the billions that they spent in the purchase of the Chinese worthless cloth masks, masks purchased from the very same government that allegedly released the virus, by the way, they realized didn't shield their nostrils from the foul stench that must have permeated through their respective meeting rooms. To put it mildly, they were likely in unison exploding excrement in their respective Depends diapers. Now, I wish to share with you an article that really sums up what we, as a nation, are facing with this latest draconian announcement. It is penned by Andrew Coy from American Freedom News. And by the way, it can be found on RBN's website. The question is this the hill that patriots will die on? Is this the moment when the Make America Great Again nation says, hell no? Is this the time when hardworking, blue-collar Americans say with a unified voice, we will not comply? Is this the legal case where the Supreme Court acts as if it is the Supreme Court and declares Mr. Biden's newly created Bureau of Disinformation unconstitutional from its inception? Is this the final straw, where a clear plurality of Republicans actually man up and act as the opposition party should and refuse to fund Mr. Biden's Ministry of Truth? I think America and the rest of the world will know the answers to these questions very soon, folks. And if the answers are yes, we still have a country based upon the United States Constitution. But if the answers are no, we are done as a democratic republic, and the Constitution has no teeth. The Biden regime announced this past week the creation of the Ministry of Truth, and according to those Biden goons, the Ministry of Truth is,
well, it's necessary to fight off and thwart misinformation and disinformation.
The Biden regime and its henchmen, they, and they alone, will decide what is truth and facts, and what is misinformation and disinformation. Folks, this is horrific and a direct attack on the Constitution. And it also puts citizens on notice that opinions, ideas, editorials, online comments, books, if you will, voices such as mine, and unapproved newspaper articles that are not, well, government approved, are now illegal. Non-approved government speech, thought, and or writings will now become a crime. What Biden and his brown shirts are doing is exactly what dictators do. They are making it illegal to have a different point of view. The only ideas and thoughts that values allowed will be those of the Biden regime and the deep state apparatus. Now, especially ominous is that Biden's people are putting the Minister of Truth in the Department of Homeland Security, the one that has all the guns, all the ammunition, all the bombs, all the spying, all the surveillance, all the espionage capabilities to watch over and protect Americans. Biden and his Stasi are serious about making it illegal to have a different point of view from the government's. They are making free thought, free speech, and free press illegal. Mr. Biden has put himself on the same side as Stalin, Hitler, Castro, and Mao. And this is not an overstatement, folks. Communist China is pleased with Biden. All of these dictators had in some way their own Ministry of Truth that did not allow the citizens to think and or speak for themselves. Biden and this progressive regime will now make it illegal and this and thus punishable by fees, forfeitures, and prison time to think and believe and say as Americans wish. We've already seen this happen in Canada. We've seen them grabbing bank accounts of people that supported the truckers. Huh? We've seen the fines. Look at what's happening in the January 6th issue with this pseudo phony, you know, investigatorial hearing and these people that have been locked in chains for over a year, most of them, all right, with no constitutional rights at all, been treated like slaves. Look at this, folks. George Orwell, in his dystopian novel, 1984, and Animal Farm, predicted this decades ago. And what Biden and his progressive party is doing is right out of Orwell's novels. Only dictators limit free speech, folks. Only despots censure different opinions. Only evil human beings do not allow for a different point of view. Now, make no mistake about this ministry of truth. It is not about misinformation or disinformation. It is about criminalizing speech, thoughts, and ideas that the government does not approve of. The Biden regime and the deep state are the same cabal that has put the J6 freedom fighters, the ones that are in jail, as I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, without any official charges filed against them or any bail being offered to them. As Biden does this, Xi Jinping smiles and Stalin nods in approval. And when a group of evil people who are in charge of government put American citizens in gulags, which violate the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, then that same government will certainly criminalize speech that has not been approved by government. Folks, this is not a slippery slope. This is a suicidal cliff from the beginning. And by the way, who is going to decide what is misinformation? The government? Nina Jankowicz? Alejandro Mayorkas? Who is going to decide what is disinformation? The Biden regime? Who is going to decide what speech is illegal? Homeland Security? Who is going to decide what the financial fee will be for unauthorized ideas? The deep state? Who is going to decide how long a prison term will be for speaking out loud information opposing the government? The cabal? Unfortunately, westernized democracies are beginning to look an awful lot like the CCP in China. Australia looked anything but democratic in the lockdown of citizens who were not vaccinated, folks. And Canada looked a lot like the authoritarian regime in its crackdown on the truckers' convoy. This can happen and is happening in America. And one must wonder how long it will be until Tucker Carlson is arrested for crimes against the state. Is Tucker living on borrowed time? With creation of the Ministry of Truth, there certainly will be financial punishment and prison time given to citizens who are convicted of misinformation and disinformation. This will happen. This is the purpose, folks. Will any of these be a crime of misinformation and disinformation punishable by incarceration? To, for example, say, the vaccines, the lockdowns, the closing of public schools, and the social distancing did not work at all? We know that to be a fact. But remember, folks, it's doublespeak. The truth is now lies. Up is down. White is black. Black is white. And that herd immunity would have done much better. To say the 2020 elections was stolen and President Trump actually won, is this now going to be a crime? Are we going to be fined or incarcerated? Sanctioned, if you will? Had our bank accounts stripped from us? Because of what we saw with our own eyes, and anybody who watched with Mike Lindell or Len Wood or Sidney Powell or any of those, they brought the evidence out in spades, folks. There's no denying it. Once you learn the truth, you can't unlearn it. To say Joe Biden and the Biden family have illegal activities going on with the country of China, which I just had exposed last week with Ryan Dawson, by the way, I bought his chart. Man, I'm telling you, that blows my mind. The connections of the people involved in this politically and in business are just mind-boggling. Yes, the illegal activities going on with the country of China. And he and his family have been bribed and thus compromised by China. To say illegal activity has been discovered on Hunter Biden's laptop, which we all know, I've seen what's on that laptop. It's disgusting. And yes, it is illegal activity. And this illegal activity shows crimes being committed by the Biden crime family. To say there are only two sexes, male and female. Something that we've known all our lives. Our parents knew, our grandparents knew, our great-grandparents knew. Now all of a sudden that's going to be illegal to say. To say it to, it is a baby, a human being from conception inside the womb. To say the deep state apparatus in America has used the country of Ukraine to launder illegal money for the elites, which we all know is true, becomes illegal. And that is the only reason America is interested in backing and protecting Ukraine against Russia. We all know that. That's a fact. We have the evidence to back it up. But evidently, evidence doesn't mean anything anymore, folks. To say the American government worked in concert with the Ukrainian government to create non-sanctioned biolabs in Ukraine, much like in Wuhan, China. We know they're there. The Russians found them. They showed us the documents. But we can't say it, because if we say it, it's a crime. It's the truth, but the truth is now a lie. The lie is now a truth. To say the COVID-19 virus came from a weapons lab in Wuhan, China, and that both America and China were working on it together. Oh, no, that's going to be illegal, folks. You can't say that. The question becomes, what can you say? The next time you go to an esthetician, if you do such a thing, ask him how much it costs to just go ahead and put a zipper on your lip. Excuse me. To say the vaccine is really not a vaccine, and at best is a therapeutic. We all know that to be true. Okay? It's a therapeutic. It's not a vaccine. Webster's Dictionary actually redefined this term about, what, less than a year ago. But if we say it, it's now going to be a crime. And they're trying to deflect it by saying, oh, no, it's just for Russian disinformation and, you know, immigration propaganda, blah, blah. No, it's not. Ask Susan Lindauer. Ask Jose Padilla. As many of you know, I've had Susan Lindauer on my show 20 times. I walked through that ordeal with her, not in prison, but when she would get out and she'd get on the air 15, 20 times. By the way, Janet Phelan was involved in that as well. And just before George Bush walked out of office, after she was just frothing at the mouth for her day in court to expose these people for who they were, they mysteriously dropped the charges on her. Oh, she was pissed. I don't blame her. I would be too. She had all the evidence. She had everything about the Bush administration, all the lies. She had it all documented. She had the visits. She had the times, dates, places. She had everything. Why do you think they dropped the charges on her? They couldn't afford to let that come out. And they dropped it just as Obama, a Democrat, walked into office. Think there's any collusion there? And by the way, do you all recall when Biden came into office, Obama came into office, when he said, well, we're just going to move forward. There's no crimes been committed here. I'm sorry. I was lambasted when I first got on the air, when I started touting on KFNX. In Phoenix, that there was depleted uranium that was being used in the Iraq war, and the military wives were coming on, and they were just lambasting me, calling me a liar, and less than 2 years later, it all turned out to be true. She knew all of this, and she wanted to bring it into court, and they wouldn't let her. Yes, to say the Biden government is corrupt and illegitimate and that Biden has dementia, that's going to be a crime, folks. Imagine that. Imagine all these things that you know, all this information that you've learned from RBN, all the documents that have come out proving it, guests that have come on the air and showed in spades of the criminality. All that's going to be illegal. You might know it, you might think it, but you'll no longer be able to say it. To say Hillary Clinton was behind the Russia hoax from the beginning. That's illegal, folks. You can't do that. You do that, you'll go to jail. Although Hillary Clinton, in all of her massive scandals throughout her entire history of being involved in law and politics, all right, she's still walking around free. To say that the J6 Save America rally was actually used by the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA as a deep state, as a false flag to imprison the MAGA nation into the gulags. You want to say that? That's illegal. You can't do that. They didn't do that, folks. Come on now. You're going to get fined. You're going to get sanctioned. You're going to get your bank account sucked dry. You're going to maybe go to prison if you say that. The question now becomes, what can you say? To say Biden should be impeached because of his refusal to constitutionally protect our southern border from illegal immigration, illegal drug trafficking, and illegal child trafficking. You can't say that. That's a crime. Biden didn't do that. He would never do that. Biden loves you. He loves all those little girls on TV and all those videos where he smells their hair and whispers in their ear, too. Can't you see that's a form of love, folks? To say that our rights come from God and God alone, and that no government can take these God-given rights away, that's a crime. The government gives you the rights, they can take them away. We've got a break coming up. We'll be back in 3. Hold those thoughts, folks. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around, more to come.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
I'm Peter Serfy with today's Liberty Minute. Find more at liberty-lighthouse.com. As soon as the news that Twitter is being sold to Elon Musk came out, several human rights groups raised concerns about hate speech. Elon Musk considers himself a free speech absolutist, while the Human Rights Watch statement said freedom of expression is not an absolute right. Amnesty International is worried about moderation, aka censorship, of hate speech. All of these groups expressing these concerns have forgotten that free speech is the foundational bedrock of all freedom. Hate speech, misinformation, disinformation, and blatant lies are all protected free speech. Personally, I hope the new community guidelines say something to the effect of, speak your mind, just don't break the law. You should be able to say anything that you want, but remember, you just might look stupid when you do. Until tomorrow, Cephas Packham, Parabellum.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. I'll tell you what, I haven't yet I haven't yet opened up the phone lines. I'm waiting for the music to go down here, folks. Mike must have made a trip to the restroom. Mike, go ahead and fade the music out. Hello. All right, there we go. All right, folks, I haven't opened up the phone lines yet, but I'll go ahead and do that. It's 512-248-8252. Got a caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and go to, not finished with this report, but I'll go ahead and open the lines. Let's go to John in Colorado. John, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, fine, Michael. How you doing?
Good.
Before I get into my topic, I didn't know you were still talking. I would have held. A while back, you said you were going to be have something we could sell, freeze-dried or long-term food. Is that still going to happen?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we finished the commercial, and I spoke with Mike this morning about it. It should be up and running shortly. It's not something you could sell. It's something you can buy to plant your own food. We have non-GMO seeds that are for sale.
Okay.
In packets, yeah. Those the commercial is seedarmory.com. That's the family business, and the commercial will be up shortly. I was expecting it might go up today, but maybe later on in the week. But anyway, again, it's seedarmory.com if you want to go in there and look, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot. Do you have a website, Michael?
No, I don't. By the way, okay, Mike just John, Mike just informed me that the ad ran at the first break. He thinks I didn't hear it, but that doesn't mean that it didn't run because I wasn't didn't have my headphones on.
Okay.
But
well,
anyway, at this moment, let me clarify. I do have a website. I've had a website for a long time. Inadvertently, for some reason, the AmericanAwakening.org was taken down, and GoDaddy claims that it was taken down by my former producer, which I do not believe. I believe GoDaddy, being a left-wing organization, they pulled it down, and they tried to sell it. I have reclaimed it, haven't done anything with it yet, and I haven't been in there, but if you go into the AmericanAwakening.org, that is my website. Haven't done anything with it lately, but I may. So that's the answer to your question, John.
All right, well, thanks. I guess I tried looking up under your name. Nothing showed up. So, all right, I'll look at it later. Anyway,
okay.
What I was going to talk about earlier, you're talking about, all the stuff like Homeland Security and all that, and especially what was happening, like Israel gets away with all these crimes. How come nothing happens? You know, I know because they're Jewish people that they're protected and all that. Sure, you get upset. Yeah, hey, you do this, you know, how come the rest of the world, how come the media doesn't show it other than the alternative? I've got books I've read and even videos I've seen of what goes on, and people just forget it. You know, what do you like to do? Just go back and some of these lucky settlers going and attacking. Let's go back and bomb their settlements and all that stuff and all that. Go after them. Then what would happen? But, you know, oh, no, you can't do that. It's anti-Semitic and all that. It just gets you boiling seeing what they do to people.
Yeah,
but and they you know, they have all these security. They have
I got to go to the top of the hour break, John. If you have something else you want to add, I'll hold you over. But we're going to the top
right,
of the hour break.
You.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. All right, stick around. All right.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.